This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella like to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Oh my drag. You're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast, available to you in the whole world. And you better walk that fucking duck, because I am here with my favorite duck in the whole world. Much like Donald Duck, this bitch will wear a t-shirt and nothing on the bottom. I am Mono, and my guest is the one and only Oscar Montoya.
Sickening, no?
Sickening, no? So many things to say. Alexis Mateo.
But you call me a duck?
Yeah, you a duck.
You know, in Spanish.
Huh.
That means faggot. If you say.
I didn't know that.
If you say duck in Spanish, pato.
That means fat? Wait, yeah. What the? Why? Why?
Because, you know, gay people walk like ducks, I guess. I don't know. We be jamming so much shit up our own butts. We walking like ducks.
I guess so. This is interesting. Now, where did this homosexual agenda come from? Like, we're like, ducks are gay? Or was duck walking so ingrained in the lexicon?
Yeah, hey, wait a second. Hold on now. Just a good god darn second.
Yeah.
What is this connection over here? Maybe.
Did someone call duck walking? Because, I don't know.
Yeah, what came first, the chicken or the duck?
Oh, the cribba grabba grabba. Hey, even if you like Oscar Montoya or if you hate him, send him some coins on Venmo at Ozzymo.
Thank you. And if you want to celebrate Mono or just feel straight up sorry for him, where do people send money your
way? Oh, sure, my name at Mono Agapian. Okay. But we have so much to talk about. First of all, Megan.
Yes.
Megan, let's quickly talk about Megan. Gay moment of the year. It's already the best
year,
movie
already.
Of the year.
Listen,
I don't
I
think
said it
anything's
before,
gonna
and I
top
say,
it.
Listen, I'll say it before and I'll say it again. The 3 in 2023 stands for Megan.
Yeah. It is a perfect movie.
It really is.
Good. It is funny. It is
I was
insane.
Scared that it was gonna be
it is
overhyped.
Committed. Yeah, no. It's
but
fantastic.
The hype was correct.
Megan is the most important horror character to enter the conversation in a decade.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy that a movie in 2023 came out and it made such a huge fucking thud in queer horror?
I loved the internet. Did you see the internet talking like the writer? And God bless. We love that the writer is a black woman. God bless.
I know.
But she was like,
love it.
Queers love Megan because she has no family and she has lost her family and all this stuff. And everyone on the gay internet is going, no, it's because she's a cunt.
You know, Megan is queer culture because she's the ultimate fag hag that you want on your side.
She is.
She is that girl. She is that Capricorn bestie that will deal with shit for you.
If anything, she hates her family. And maybe that's kind of queer. Megan, go watch it.
Best part of Megan. What was the best part for you?
I gotta say it's titanium.
Thank you. When she busted that shit out, I literally choked.
And I'm surprised they didn't reprise it. I know she sings another song later.
Yes, no. Accentuate the positives. I was like, girl, okay.
No.
Where's Titanium? Where's her
titanium
album?
Titanium reprise.
Where's
Apparently,
Megan's album?
Titanium is on Apple Music, probably Spotify too, as sung by Megan. I'm serious.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Shut your gay mouth.
I can't. Go get it. We have a lot to talk about because y'all have been asking for the wrap up of Canada v. the World. Let's talk Canada v. the World, that final episode, our winner.
She's rushing this. Okay.
Talk to me. I'm just saying all of it's on the table.
Oh my God. Titanium is on Spotify. Sung by Jenna Davis. Oh my God. Work.
So, okay, let's talk about this lip sync off. We have our top four. When it was a lip sync off, let's go ahead and say it. Like, we know who's in the top.
Right. But listen, I don't want to say I told you so, but roll the tape, roll back the tape, episode zero on Canada versus the World. Who did I say was going to win?
Yes.
Who did I say was going to win?
Silky was in the top two. Silky was in the top two.
Listen, the Americans were going to steal this. It was either Silky or Raja. Right.
In a controversial opinion, I kind of wanted Silky to win.
I know. You know what? I'm going to say this. I don't think it's as controversial as you think it is. I think a lot of people wanted Silky to win because she had growth in All-Star 6, but she had a lot of growth in Canada, too. She came back humbled and ready to do the work, you know?
I thought I liked her performance in the final lip sync a little more. I see where she may have lost the lip sync, but there were things she did I really enjoyed. Whereas Raja was just an all around more, dare I say, stable queen. Period. I mean, they were like, well, who is most becoming of the title of winner?
Oh, God.
Probably. And
I think Silky could have taken it, though.
She could have.
I think Raja, I will say the first performance felt a little. No, was it the second performance? Raja is such a good lip sync performer.
Yeah.
Do you know what? And this is an unfair statement that I'm going to make. And I'm going to own up to this unfair statement because I'm a fucking asshole. But I was kind of hungry and expecting. I really was expecting her to give us a performance that she did on All Star 6 v Brooklyn Heights.
Right.
The Janet Jackson number, because that was like
iconic,
truly jaw dropping.
It was jaw
dropping. And since then, she's just been okay. And I'm like, no, girl, we've seen you at your best.
Well, it depends on the song. You know, I feel like their finale song, the Celine Dion song, was a weird one.
True. Very true.
We get it that Celine as a final song is like the standard for Canada, but it was a weird one. I was like,
it was like, why can't it be the Tina Turner version?
Yeah, why the fuck not? I know,
right? It just felt so like, okay, shoehorned Canada.
It was.
But I don't know, whatever. I mean, you know, I'm happy Raja won. Raja, I thought,
too,
was a deserved queen to win.
They both were underestimated in their season, and it was really cool to see Raja win so soon after All-Star 6.
Yeah, but I'll say it. I'm still mad about Isis.
I know. It was cool that she came back to the finale and was briefly talking about, like, yeah, you know, I'm here to support my sisters, but she looked insane. She looked absolutely stunning and insane in that, like,
she just looked like, okay, you could have been in the finals.
Yeah, of course.
You could have been Rita Baga. You could have been Rita Baga.
She could have been Rita Baga. And that's what every young queer hopes to be when they grow old to the ripe age of 83. I just hope one day I can be.
She's not Rita that old. Baga. She's probably younger than you.
Probably. So whatever. God bless. Victoria Scone, she proposed to her boo the show. That was cute.
What if she said no?
Hilarious. That'd be really funny if she said no, but...
To quote Adore, party.
Party. And to quote Katya.
Yeah.
Party.
Party.
God. So that's really all I really had to say about that. The looks were quite sickening.
It was a season that gave us a lot of good looks. It was a redemptive season. Redempted. Is that a word?
Redemptive might be a word.
Who knows?
Redemptionary. Redemption-esque.
That feels wrong.
Redemptuitary.
That feels right.
Okay.
It was a redemptuitary gland that like Silky had, that Raja had, that Victoria had. So I'm really proud and happy that
just not Rita.
They made it in the I'm sorry?
Just not Rita. Just everyone but Rita.
Rita made it to the finals her season. She's fine. She's totally fine. But for her to be the last Canadian standing, I'm like, this is incorrect.
Yeah.
This is incorrect.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I loved Brooklyn's hosting ability. I feel like she's coming to her own as a host.
She's truly, I'm going to say she's one of the top ones out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
but
like
I feel crazy because I saw the finale with a bunch of friends and they hated the way she hosts. They were like, oh,
no, I disagree.
I wish RuPaul was. I was like, what? No, Brooklyn is doing a really good job.
I think she's good. Just the ending moment where she's like, look, no matter what happens, you're both stars. I thought that was like really well said. Like, because
also,
you know,
like, they were her season 11 sisters.
I know, which I know some people online are like, well, of course they made it to the finals.
What? Really? People, if anything,
if anything, it made it harder?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn.
Wow, but, that's wild.
It was cool to see Raja be so emotional at the news of her win. That was cool. That was great.
Oh, I didn't see it.
You can find it. She's really fucked up about it.
Aw, I like to see her fucked up.
Me too. Me too. Well, and whatever. Let's keep going. We're going to see how All Stars evolves as it becomes global or whatever that means. I think.
Yeah, what
All
the hell Stars, is that about?
I think that just means All Stars itself and the international thing are going to become one season
one?
A year. Okay. I think it's just one season a year, I think.
Okay.
Which I'm here for. I think it's going to make it feel better than having three All Star seasons in a year like we did last year, which is a little crazy.
It's a little too much.
Let's
talk
season.
They crowned 12 queens last year.
That's so
stupid. One for
stupid.
Each month of the
that
year.
That is really dumb. And
every month we had a winner.
I'm sure there was two in one month or something, however the maths.
No,
but
I mean, yeah, but like you could make a calendar out of the winners of 2022.
As long as Spanky Jackson gets her flowers, that's all I care about.
She is you in drag.
Work, Spanky. Work. What a winner.
People like Spanky. Don't you dare dare talk shit about Miss Spanky Jackson.
People
okay?
like Spanky.
With
and
her $3 Marilyn Monroe
people
look,
also
okay?
like Kanye West. Ooh, and just because someone likes you doesn't mean you eat.
Oh, shit.
I just called Spanky Jackson Kanye
shit.
West.
She really did do that. Dolls, you know what to do. Hashtag cancel mono.
Yeah.
Dolls, drag her dolls.
So
you know
what do you
do.
Think about season 15?
Girl.
I'm enjoying the season so far.
Girl, this is, it's, season 15 is refreshing to me because it really does feel like an old season of Drag Race.
Yes. Yeah. So far, it was as much as I was annoyed by the first episode being just personality, we got to spend the time with the personalities. So
that part,
we kind of know who everyone is.
Even the first girl who went home, I was like, oh, I know you pretty well now. It's not like a sort of a Soju situation.
Yeah. Oh, we don't say, if you say her name two more times, she arises from the YouTube grave. An assist pops up on your gooch. So, yeah, tell me. Yeah, I mean, I'm really loving these girls. I do think 16 is too many, but
no,
here we go.
I don't think so. Oh, my God. That part. The part where... I know you talked about this last time.
But please.
The part that the first half girls got Ariana Grande.
Yes.
And the second half girls got...
your favorite queen.
Girl, what I told I screamed. Queen. I screamed when Ornacia showed up and it was Ariana. But when Vivacious actually showed up,
you died.
I would have been upset if I was the girls that got, I was one of the girls who got Ariana Grande. And I saw the episode and I saw that Vivacious, I would have been pissed. I would have been like, no.
You mean you would prefer Vivacious?
Over Ariana?
Yeah.
1,000%. Are you
you're
crazy?
You're crazy, man.
No, you're crazy.
You're a crazy man, and there's nothing
Mother
we can do about it.
Are you kidding me?
But
I
you
love
want
that she was
to
just
meet the pop star. You have to meet the
to
pop
me,
star.
To me, Vivacious is the pop star. I'm going to see her judging later. Who cares?
Yeah.
But the girls but never got to... The second group girls got to see Ariana at Untucked.
Sure, but the
first
girls never
the first group
meet.
Never got to see Vivacious.
Oh my God! Yes,
I
you're right.
I would have felt robbed.
Right, you got to act her. You got to ask her. What's the best way to approach the acting challenge? You know, I need to know. If I'm a head in a box, how do I react as minimally as possible? How do I make it seem
You know
as
they did her dirty, though. You know I mean, they did her come dirty. On. That but wasn't come the best on. Fucking take, and you fucking know it.
Oh, I don't know about that. Girl. I don't know about that.
Girl, let's not lie to each other now.
Don't ANTM me. Don't ANTM me right now. But these girls are meeting each other. They're choreographing this number, which, how funny that the number we end up seeing is one of the simplest numbers like, we've ever
so
seen.
So simple. But that stage was fucking crowded, though. These girls were sort of
crowded.
There were girls all the way in the back row. I was like, God, I'm watching this from a big ass TV. I can't see who's in the back. Is that Mistress in the back?
I didn't see a single thing. And you could tell, too, they were using their least expensive outfits for the dance number because they were like, I'm not trying to waste one of my good runway outfits on this.
Absolutely.
This single file dance and cross.
It was all just stop, move your arms, and then walk to another spot.
Can we talk about Lucy LaDuca in Cameron Michaels cosplay?
Stop.
Can we?
Okay.
Here's you noticed it.
Bitch. I didn't because you know what I was thinking the entire time?
What?
Y'all, please don't gag.
You're crushing?
No, ew. I mean, not ew. But girl, why does she look like a skinny version of Sherry Pie?
Oh my God.
Tell me I'm lying. Call me a liar.
Are you trying to end her career?
Dare you.
You're trying to end her career?
I dare you to call me a liar.
Do you want ill for
Look
her?
At that mug. Look at that mug and tell me that isn't Bette Davis and Sherry Pie.
So
not Bette
mean.
Davis. Bette Midler and Sherry Pie.
Oh, my God.
Tell me.
That is so funny. And yeah, it looks like she's been taking the steroids that Sherry recommended. She actually looks like she's been... So good
not
for her.
Sherry. What's the alter ego name?
Oh, I forget. I remember the movie was called something crazy like Juicer.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about the twins, right? The twins are talking too much, and I love that immediately.
Do you like sugar and spice? Are you living?
You know, no. You just give me strength to see their experiences valid. That's what I will say throughout the whole season.
Damn.
Give me the strength to honor their twink existence, to not project my bitter emotions, and to grant them serenity in their young, young, naive journey. I'm bitter. No, I actually think they're surprising me, right? Like their runway is very good this week. Their talents were pretty good this week.
Of course you would love their runway. You're a Disney gay. Of course you would love
Gene. Oh my God. I just said Gene because I just called you Gene because it came from the same like frustration.
That's problematic. And you see, that is problematic. Can't everybody dolls, drag her duels?
Oscar.
Hashtag cancel mono.
You have a podcast and you've spent the last 3 months ranking all the Disney films on your Twitter.
Still on that process. I'm up to number 18.
So don't
today.
You dare call me a Disney gay.
And yet you out Disney gay me.
Oh my God, you're so crazy.
For the listeners out there, you don't know, but Mono is literally wearing Mickey Mouse ears in the style of Cruella De Vil.
You're so mentally ill.
But the Emma Stone version.
You know what? I pity you.
She said, I pity the fool. Okay, Ms. T.
Listen. They're pretty decent. They're very good drag queens, period.
Are they pretty good drag queens? I don't know. I think they're fun television. That's for damn fucking
they're
sure.
They're great television. I definitely, I don't know if I'll ever root for them. Maybe the show will trick me into rooting for them. But right now, I don't want to root for them.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, they don't come across as very intelligent to me. They just seem very... I'm sorry. Listen, I'm dumb as hell. And I can say, as a dumb person, I can say that other people are
dumb too. I can't stop looking at Skinny Pie. Skinny Pie. They're Skinny Pie. Not Sherry Pie. Sherry Cracker. She's so thin. She's so teeny. She's
just a morsel. Are you calling her racial slurs too? Damn.
You're really out here
hating everybody. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yes, yeah, we're not going to root
Lucy
for them.
Lucy LaDuca is Skinny Sherry Pie, 1,000%.
That is
and
so
I will
wild.
Not back down from that.
That is so wild.
But Sugar and Spice feels so dumb. And it is like cute, I guess, but They're just so young and stupid.
Yeah, they're very young and stupid. And that's
they paint really fun, I think.
That's just my opinion. Feel free to call me incorrect. But yeah, they have a real lack of they have a lack of awareness, clearly, but they also just have a lack of an underdog story. What's their story?
I don't know.
What's their underdog story?
But the producers, you know there's going to be a bottom two between Sugar and Spice.
Yes, we all know that.
And if that's the case, Mono, who's going home?
Sugar. I have been enjoying... There you go. And I'm basing this mostly on just the talent show. I thought Spices was better, which we'll get to. But...
Interesting. Okay. Funny that. We'll put it back on that.
Let's get in there.
Here's what I'll say about season 15.
Yes.
I do love this season. Season 15 is fun. It is a very much like the shark has already jumped. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That shit has already free willied on the other side of the ocean. Mm-hmm. This feels like a gimmick season with, of course, the twins. It's feeling very, for the ANTM dolls out there, feeling very Cycle 7 with the twins.
Now, is it because it's the move to MTV, or this was always where we were headed with the Drag Race canon? We're always heading to a more absurdity,
the gimmicks,
more reality stunts.
I think so. I think it was inevitable. I think it was time to get the gimmick dolls in there, and then they got the Bratz dolls in there.
And I gotta say, you know, honestly, kudos to the people behind Drag Race and people at World of Wonder, because They are. You can already tell in the editing of this, they're trying their damnedest to serve a new audience and the core audience. They're trying.
Absolutely. There's, I think you're right.
A lot
that
of effort.
The smartest thing you've said, I think.
Wow. Thank
Presents
you.
Plus. Yeah.
Oh. And that's the dumbest thing you've ever said. Okay, these girls are in the room. They're getting it together. It's interesting. They're reading the inches on the hair. You know
oh
who
God,
is getting on my
stupid
nerves.
Stupid inches on the fucking... Oh, God. It's so dumb. Also, can we say... Listen, we both know her. We've talked about this before, but Miss Robin Fierce, we literally said we are partial and we will not be...
Yes, it's going to be really hard
for
me to be unbiased.
We're very biased. It's hard.
Fully biased.
And, you know, I will say, like, watching the show, like, before watching the show, I was like, I love Robin so freaking much.
Yeah.
Like, what if she doesn't serve? And you know what? Egg on my face, because I'm, you know, spoilers, she fucking serves.
She really
serves
is.
Serves the fuck up.
And I'm saying that because I'm biased, but I'm also truly meaning that. Like, I'm like...
I know. But isn't it fun when friends deliver?
Shut up, Oscar. Oh, I feel like taking a break.
Okay, you go ahead and I'll keep talking. Anyway, so...
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down... Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But Now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Bring back my break! We were just gushing about Robin Fierce, and we should keep talking about it.
It's just like, it's so, we've all been there, okay? Everyone listening, I want you to think of like your bestie, your best friend.
Yes.
And when they shine at something that brings them so much joy, doesn't that give you life too? Doesn't it like,
yes,
just, it's like the most proudest moment ever. Like, I will never be a parent ever in my life because I hate children, but. Yeah. I can equate that to like seeing your kid at a play or something, you know, like
right.
My friend is on the show and is so freaking talented and is delivering, like objectively speaking, is doing really well.
Yeah.
Oh,
I agree. So it's making me happy. I think she's really likable. She's really talented. The looks already have been
10 out of 10.
Just absolutely jaw dropping. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I hope she keeps it up. I mean, even if she doesn't, I'll probably still think she's slaying. Yeah. But
I will say she was robbed if she doesn't win. So.
I know. I'll be pissed. Mess.
Don't
Mess.
Be fierce. I mean, don't be pissed. Be fierce.
So whatever. The only thing I need to say before we get to this talent show is the moment when the twins are bickering with each other and like they can't find the wig. Is this real or not? Because
it's real.
I could
die.
You
think it's produced?
If I had to be in the room with them where they're like, you bang the wigs, I think I might pick up a razor and just end it. I don't know if I could.
You've done drag with me, though.
That
we're
is
the sugar
true.
And spice of Bad Drag Race.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we are. We are a mess. And I am. But I am the... I am the anal on time queen, and you're the slightly later queen.
Slightly. No, bitch, I'm fucking fully late. Yeah. I might not be good at makeup, wigs, or outfits, but I certainly know how to be late like a drag queen.
T. Which I'm excited to, I just got to say right before I forget, Bad Drag Race is coming back.
It's coming. We got a great cast too.
Ooh, it's very exciting. So stay tuned to the Drag Her podcast IG and the Bad Drag Race IG as the tickets drop. And you know they always sell out.
Yes, so do it.
Get
do it
into
now.
It. Okay, Arianti in the cone tits.
Looking amazing. The lash, is it her lashes, her brows? Like there was something real magical.
There's something
about
magic
the way that
happening
she looked.
There. I love her. And I love that also she like shared that she was like, God, the last time I was here, I was like not fully appreciating it. So now I'm
busy.
Here to like
and
absorb.
Also, right. And she did feel a little checked out too.
Yeah, I guess
in season
so.
Season 7.
Well, it's also hard to tell.
Mostly
because
it was season 7.
That part. I think also season 7, those were like the shortest episodes in the history of the show.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. That could be part of the problem. I mean, they were like, coming in at like 39 minutes. So like...
No, you lie.
Yeah, no, I'm... Check the tapes. They were... Fuck, usually damn. They're at 42, 45. And right. I know that doesn't sound like much longer, but in reality TV, it's
they were
a
trying
lot
their
longer.
Hardest to wring as much drag out of season 7. They were like, we can't. We just can't.
There's nothing here. I'm kidding. The seven stands.
Okay, the Trixie fans are coming for that ass,
That's
Mama.
That's fine. So,
careful.
Listen, talk to me. So, I just want to say Rue looks great. She's giving classic Rue in this
look.
Oh,
yeah.
And we live. We live for it.
She's okay, do it up.
We don't need to talk about this choreo opening anymore.
We did, and we said, it's basic.
It truly looks like an infestation of roaches. There are too many girls.
Who looked the best, though, out of the basic ass drag they brought to this? Who
Robin.
Looked the best? Yeah.
Honestly? Hold on. Let me give you my most honest answer. I literally might want to say Robin, though. Hold on.
I think Robin.
I mean,
this, like,
the
crash
camera
test
focuses
dummy
on her.
Glamazon look she had. I was like, I'm living.
I'll say Sasha or Robin.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I'm
saying.
I mean, Robin.
That's a cute bodysuit.
That's
I don't
a
think
cute
that...
bodysuit.
So, Malaysia Baby Doll Fox.
Baby doll.
Doing her almost Mary J. Blige-esque, like.
Yes. Okay, well, we talked about doing a talent and lip syncing, right? Like, how do you feel about that? Because it was a lot of lip syncing numbers in this talent show.
I also feel like that I've heard through the grapevine that there was more pressure this year to bring an original song because perhaps Cornbreads was so successful last year. Because if you remember the season 14 talent show, there was a lot of maybe not so memorable acts.
That part?
So,
and you see the wrath of 14 on this season.
Yeah.
We'll talk about one in particular that was like, okay,
and first of all, no
copied.
Chocolate bars.
Oop. Well, there's 16 of them. I should hope not.
You're saying there's people copying the Willow Pill?
I mean, am I wrong?
No,
we'll
you're correct.
We'll get to her in a
you're
second.
You're correct. So Malaysia Baby Doll Fox, I thought this was okay. I thought this was pretty good.
I said safe right away. I was like, oh, safe.
Yeah.
Immediately safe. She ain't winning nothing with this number.
Yeah. It's
she also
okay.
felt a little nervous to me. Am I wrong?
It wasn't fully confident the way some of the tops were this week.
Yeah. Yeah. It just felt a little like, oh, girl, I think you might be in your head a little bit.
Even when the crown landed on her, it felt like a little awkward burp. Like a little, ooh, oh, oh, okay. Did you notice like
that
about
shit was
four
shaky.
Girls? Do you know like about four girls slipped on this stage in this episode?
Yes. Yes. And they try to edit it. They try to be real slick trying to edit it out. Uh-huh. We caught that shit.
But I love Malaysia Baby Doll Fox. Let their record show. If she doesn't go far, I'll be very upset.
No, she'll go pretty far.
I mean, she's giving some of the most gorgeous makeup in the contest period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about Spice.
Which is arguably the better number, yes?
Yes, this is arguably the better number. I'm sorry, but there's... No, you cannot contest that popping out of a coffin and saying, I'm bored. Is
hilarious.
Not funny.
That got me right away.
Very mm-hmm. funny.
Yes, absolutely. And it got me on board. I was like, oh, she gets comedy. Like she gets comedy.
Yeah.
She's funny. And I'm going to say she's funnier than her sister.
Mm-hmm. Although Sugar made me laugh too. But this, I just kind of enjoyed more. And it could just be that. Arising from a coffin to do a fucking stupid pop song is just innately more absurd
yes.
than she
Weirdly,
was on
I'm
bed.
Like, oh, this is Kim Petras would do this.
Yeah, this is clearly turn off the lights inspired.
Yeah. I will say, can she dance? No. Can she move? No. She could barely rap, you know? Also, like, oh, God, no white girls rapping. Please, ever again, please.
This detox knockoff lip gesture, I feel like we're going to see a lot more of it. And I
but
don't
Sugar
know if
and
I'm
Spice
here
do
for
it,
it.
All the time. Because
I know.
Sugar was doing it, too. I was like, who,
they have too
who
much
did you
common.
See that you, exactly, they're the same person.
I don't like it. And I don't like that so far they're like, there's like a reflexivity to everything they've done so far where it's like mm-hmm. coffin, bed, Disney princess.
I know. It's literally yin and yang. It's the same coin. It's yeah. two sides, but it's the same fucking coin.
Also, did you notice them Amy Poehlering and clapping and knowing the words to each other's song as they
I
performed?
Know.
I was like,
very,
I don't know.
Very Kris Jenner in the Thank You Next music video.
Very that. Yeah, okay. But I mean, so far, it was pretty good.
It was fine. Yeah, it was definitely better than Sugar's for sure.
Yeah. What about Lux Noir London's original song with some dance ting?
I'll be honest, forgettable. Sorry. I mean, it was good, but...
It was, I agree, like, she's captivating, but yes. There was something a bit, you're right, just, I don't know, middle of the pack, I guess?
Yeah, it was very safe. Again, it's like, with so many original lip syncs, it's, unless you're Anitra, it's tough to sort of stand out. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And Lux, I love Lux. I think Lux is going to go very far in this competition. But this talent, nah.
I mean, it is talent. It is
absolutely sickening.
Oh
my gosh, of course.
It's just like the bar is so high when we've seen lot like this in Drag Race.
Okay, absolutely. And it's like, it just felt very Naomi Smalls to me. It felt like referential and not original to me.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I was like, okay. And especially in a season full of original lip syncs, it just got buried with the other ones.
It did. I like it, though. Like, if I saw that in uniquely, like, if I saw that performance outside of the context of 16 other girls performing,
that part,
I would fucking love it.
That part. I can't believe I'm agreeing with you tonight. What's going on?
You're sick. You're sick.
Ning. Finish the sentence.
Okay. You're sickening every time I have to look at your face.
That seems like a you problem.
Fuck. So, let's talk our next diva. It's Mistress Isabel Brooks giving an original song,
original
boxing,
song.
Some moves. What do you think?
What do we think?
It's okay.
I'm going to say okay, but it's like on the top of okay. It was like better than okay.
More personality? Are we getting a little
more personality and like... You know, here's the thing about Mistress. I don't like her.
Oh, I love her.
But I love her as a contestant on a television show.
Oh, I kind of
She's
love
like
her
the
both.
Perfect. She just, it's like a season two vibe. She gives me season two of Drag Race vibes.
Wow. I mean, look, I live for the chocolate bar reference. That's when I was like, okay, this bitch is really funny.
Oh, that part. I forgot about the chocolate bar.
This is really funny.
Yeah. Also, she looks like Eureka to me. Sorry. She paints exactly like
Texas
Eureka.
Drag. I agree. Yeah. She does resemble her quite a bit. But I like her. I like her talking head. I like her cuntiness. I want to see her go far.
We'll see. I don't know.
You're not buying
it. I think she'll go a little far, but not all the way.
Uh-huh. Damn. She's funny.
She'll be good TV. That's for damn sure.
She's funny. Did you see a clip of her floating around online where they were like, well, What if you're the first big girl winner, what do you think Ginger Minj will say? And she says, I don't know who that is.
Very Mariah Carey.
It's so funny.
I don't know who that is. That's a power move.
It's such a funny power move. Okay, Lucy LaDuca and the singing girl. Conspiracy.
Girl, is there a conspiracy?
Well, apparently she's been tweeting online that maybe...
Okay. What's she chirping at?
She's saying, she's squirking like a chirping like a, that maybe they mixed her vocals down to kind of make her sound worse than she did.
Interesting. I mean, she did sound terrible. yeah. I mean...
Love the look.
The best thing I can say about her talent is that her body is right.
Yes, I love the look, but I'm going to say this. I'm going to need more than just all the 80s Malibu Barbie references in the future.
Yeah.
I'm getting
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Miss DeLuca.
I'm not like look, happy for her lover, but I'm not placing many bets on her.
Yeah, same. Yeah. She's going to Yeah, and it's unfortunate that she really does look like Sherry Pie to me.
God damn it.
I just can't. I'm a little triggered every time I see her.
You just did. Wait a second. Did you audition for one of Sherry's projects? It's okay. You can tell me, Oscar.
Why do you think I look so swole right now?
Oh, no. You thought you were going to be in a Marvel picture? Oh, no. Okay. Marsha.
Willow.
This to me is in the top three or top two.
No way, yes. You stupid, ugly yes. bitch.
Yes,
no.
yes, 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 yes.
Why? Explain you,
why, yourself. Wait, why is it not in the top three?
It's really good. Very funny, incredibly successful. It is such an obvious ripoff of Willow Pill's performance last year.
It's better than Willow Pill's performance last year. Period. Period.
No.
Oscar, she's dancing her ass off. This is a sketch.
Yes.
There's a premise, and she delivers on the sketch premise, and it's referential. It's everything to me.
I don't think it's as funny as Willow Pill's performance. I will say that her actual talent, she's an incredible technical dancer. Like, holy shit, her move, and I should know because I was a dancer.
Oh, God, here she goes.
Technically, she's unbelievable, uh-huh. but I think it's just so derivative of Willow Pill's performance.
I disagree.
Willow Pill's performance like her.
Didn't have. No, she's doing Marsha drag. She's doing Brady Bunch drag. Hello. That's what she's
but
referencing.
Tell me that doesn't. It's not similar to Willow Pill's performance.
Sure. I think Willow Pill was wearing like a string bikini, maybe with a robe.
She had. You are stupid right now.
She had like a
you're
big.
You're getting me so mad.
No, you're wrong. She had like a big opera cloak.
How dare you talk about
this
the current winner
young
of Drag Race?
This is a young teenage girl. I love Willow Pill and she's the rightful winner
do
of that
you?
Season.
Oh, do you? Because it's not sounding like you
do. And I said this, check the tapes. That thing she did for the talent show was not a fully realized sketch. It was an interesting, weird art piece. This is a sketch. This is a comedic sketch with a setup, a punchline.
Okay, what's the sketch? What pitch the sketch then? If you were on a sketch team, how would you pitch
Very
the sketch?
Very simple. Young girls, young horny girls are reading their Tiger Beats when one of them is obsessed with Ross Matthews. Period. Expectation
that's not,
reversal.
That's not quite
That's an expectation and a reversal. But that's
oh,
what I'm
God.
Saying.
She's a writer. Oh, God. Watch out, everyone. She's a writer.
Why don't you talk some more
she
about the
about
dance?
She knows about structure.
Why don't you talk about the pot structure. Of berets? Okay.
It's good. They were good.
Oh my
they
God.
Were good.
Anyway, I think it's great. It's clearly in the top three.
It's good. It's just, I'm sorry. I don't know. Willow Pill did it. Better.
Sure.
That's all.
Sure, Jan.
That's racist.
Robin Fears. First of all, what about the girls getting good songs?
I mean,
thank you, MTV.
I know, right? Yeah, thanks, MTV.
Now that we found love is a fantastic song.
It's so good. And again, I would never think to do it. This bitch is clever.
Yeah.
Also, it looked like Robin slipped a little bit.
She
right?
did, but
early,
she recovered.
But she recovered.
Like mm-hmm. such a pro. I love
it. And also,
it.
The bitch is smart putting her name out there.
There you go. I mean, because like she knows Brandy, RuPaul baby. Needs all the help she can get to remember these names. I love it. I think it's so good. I mean, the only thing I could possibly critique is maybe she could have given a little more camp during some of like the verse, you know?
Sure, 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 sure. Yeah.
But she's giving fucking one of the most acrobatic performances of
Girl,
the night.
She wore me the fuck out, all the way out.
Yeah.
She wore me all the way out. This outfit is killer. The fucking wigs. Bitch,
everything's
Robin,
in place.
I know you listen to Drag Her. Can we talk for a second real quick?
Yes.
Where the fuck do you get your wigs?
Yeah, I think she like makes them too. I think she like knows her shit. Because from what I know about Robin, she fucking educated herself on how to create costumes, how to make hair. Like,
she's dangerous.
She does it.
She's dangerous. She's dangerous.
She's very dangerous.
She's dangerous.
She's the epitome of a quick learner. And she's like, what? She's like young as fuck.
She's
still.
Young as hell. It's actually, you know what, Robin? Fuck you.
Honestly, and you can isolate that. Fuck you, Robin. I think that
I
is
mean, no notes for me. 10 out of 10.
This is
Robin
not
Fears.
The kind of bullying I came here for.
You came for the Irene Dubois bullying, which we will talk about now.
Hey,
huh?
Let's talk about this. Let's come on, Miss Comedy. How do we diagnose this?
I mean, did this? You think this was good or not?
This was not good, but I could see where it, I could see how it could have been good. And like she said, like I could see how a longer version of this could have worked.
Yes,
but it's not going to work in the minute format.
No. It was painful to watch because mm-hmm. it was funny. I think there were elements of it that were actually funny. I think the execution was really bad. And it just, I was confused more than anything. I had questions. I was like, okay, so like, what are you trying to do? I know that she was saying like, oh, I'm an influencer, but the aesthetic didn't really reflect that. Mm-hmm. It felt like a sort of Trinity the Tuck during her talent show in All Stars, you know, sort of gig.
And but Trinity had like at least a joke or three. Like even the song she wrote had jokes in it. At least there's
that. Exactly. Yeah. But I think it was all a physical gag. I think Irene's whole thing was a physical thing, and it just like didn't pan out at all.
It did not.
I felt so bad.
I did too.
I think Irene, I think, is a good, really good drag queen, and we were robbed of like some really good drag because of Irene leaving.
I did too.
I think too soon.
Way too soon. It's fucked up. They landed this way. Again, pitches on the sketch itself. Maybe just going with a more simple fuck things are going wrong pattern.
Yes. She should have dropped ice all over herself.
Yes.
Broken that table.
Right. A soda bottle. Yeah. Like she's like, you can add bubbles. A soda bottle that explodes
all over her tits.
Like,
yes. Absolutely. It felt like she was kind of giving me I Love Lucy with the
Vita Mita Benjamin. Oh, the factory. Okay.
Where like shit goes wrong, but like even the aesthetic felt like I Love Lucy, and she didn't commit to like the slapstick of it all. Mm. Like the ice thing, like getting with the nails was funny, but let's see you do more than that.
Even more. In fact,
what's wrong with the water?
That could be your North Star. Like, I mean, everything can be, you can't do a damn thing with your nails.
100%. Like, that's the kind of comedy I love.
That's easy,
physical, too. It's clowning, honestly. That's what
right.
it is.
Right. Let's say she was making a sandwich, right? You can't open the sandwich plastic. You right. can't open the ham and turkey. I mean,
right.
that's a simple pattern you could repeat.
But also, she never really addressed the nails, you know, if that was the thing she was going for. If she focused it to that, like, yeah, that could be funny. But she never built on what was funny about this talent, you know?
Nar, she didn't.
I know. It's so unfortunate because I really do think it had potential to be funny.
It did. And you could see how the longer one with tension and buildup and release could be funnier.
And here's the thing. I think it would be funnier if she said nothing at all. Like, didn't treat it as a tutorial. Uh-huh. She treated it as like, oh, housewife just got home, just did her nails. It could have been silent. It would have
been
funnier.
Maybe that's the setup of like, I just did my nails and I can't wait to show you this recipe. Then the comedy is the nails.
The end. That's it. That's the bit.
Damn, you're agreeing with me today. I'm scared.
Me too. I don't know who I'm becoming. Oh, God.
We're going to get you some medicine while we take... a quick break.
Why'd you whisper that? Creepy.
I am titanium. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo-cachoo is money. Not tomorrow. Today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bring back my break. We're back. We're talking more talents up in this gig. Let's go ahead and talk about Anitra. Here she comes.
Oh, man. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It is dumb. It is also perfectly stupid where it's like 18 gay things that somehow work together in this one act.
God, I love her so fucking much. And I wasn't expecting to.
Not at all.
Oh, I slept on her so hard.
From the Meet the Queens, I was not gagging.
Fully. Even from her workroom entrance, I was like, next.
Oh, I didn't like that workroom look.
The bitch is good and funny. Smart. She's my favorite to win, I'm going to say. Like,
damn.
I think I don't know if she's going to win.
Sure.
But she's definitely my favorite right now.
She's amazing. This is going to go down in history as one of the best talent shows.
Agreed.
It's pussy.
Agreed.
It's funny. It's acrobatic.
It's a bunch of different talents in one.
Yeah.
And she elevated that just like what a lip sync number could be.
Yeah. Period. RuPaul loved it. And when RuPaul's saying your own phrase over and over again, you did something right.
That's it. Branding. The branding has commenced.
There we go. You better rock that fucking duck. She better have plush ducks at DragCon.
That's the merch, bitch.
Period.
If you see a duckless Anitra, you know something's wrong.
A plush duck that says, you better take me for a fucking walk, bitch. That's it.
Ooh, that's cute. Like a little Tamagotchi.
There you go. Or a little speech bubble. Let's talk sugar. Sugar, sugar, sugar.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
You know, a lot.
The thing at the end made me laugh.
My friends who saw this thought that sugars was better than spices.
Interesting.
Which I don't think that's
true.
Some of
the writing made me laugh. I'll say some of the writing made me laugh. Especially,
it's interesting because, sorry.
No, just at the very end.
I keep interrupting you. Sorry.
That's
I'm
it.
So sorry.
We interrupt each other. It's fine. Just at the very end, it made me laugh when she's like, I'm so annoying. I was like, that's funny. That makes me laugh.
But like, no, that was annoying to me. It wasn't funny to me. I was like, yeah, that's true. Yes, it's not funny because it is true.
At least it's a button. At least it's a comedic button.
Oh, she's grading on a curve, is she? Okay.
Yeah, look, if you give me more comedy than Jasmine Masters or Derek Barry in the talent
or
show.
Or Trinity K. Bonet.
Damn. Please don't run up my light bill. Please. So, yeah, okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's not bad.
The problem is, like, we saw Spice do all the tricks that Sugar did, so it just didn't hit as hard.
And I said it last week.
I think Spice was funnier because she went first. You know what I mean?
They move in a vertical frame like they're used to being on TikTok, where you don't move a lot. But they're on a gigantic horizontal stage.
True. And we both know that they are both look queens based on that.
Yes.
Because the bitches cannot move at all.
And also, I'm not convinced when they're told to create something funny on the spot, they'll be able to. Like,
no, they won't. They won't.
They had that prepared.
They owned up to it, too. They were like, everything we do is canned. It's a canned bit. We worked, on our presence.
Yeah. So,
it's all curated anyway.
That part. Let's talk Poppy. This was a surprise for me. I enjoyed this a lot.
I thought this was good. There's something
good
about Princess Poppy don't like.
Sure. I'm not placing any bets on her. Again, could be wrong. But I think this is a solid, funny, good bit. Sure, it's stolen from a popular Kristen Wiig SNL sketch.
Oops.
But steal from the best. That's not even shade. Steal from the best. This is a fun, simple pattern.
That's how you got to the top, bitch.
And that's why I don't touch anything in your possession.
Oh, God, give me a job, Ma.
What the fuck? Okay, no, I'm not your therapist, girl. I'm not your therapist. Look, this is good. I think this is really funny. The voice is funny. The puppet is funny. The crooked eyes are funny. I'm here for it.
You know what? My only note is I wish she sang it live.
I see.
Do you know what I mean? It just felt, and also it's like not her voice when she sang it.
Mm.
To me, it just felt like, who did you steal this from, girl?
Yeah.
Who did you literally steal this from? Does this person know that you took this song?
Speaking of voices, did you notice that Mistress Isabel Brooks's, no, her number like had the same voice I've heard in a couple Drag Race mixes like this, including Alyssa's All Stars 2 talent.
Oh, interesting. Like, I was going to say Morgan McMichaels is
maybe
lip-sync.
That too. I don't know, but it like sounded like that voice.
And yes, like, I see it. I hear it now.
I think it's someone who makes drag shows.
Wow, so they don't even... Oh, interesting. Wow.
Okay, Selena Estetis.
Come on now.
I love.
Come on now.
And we've seen her at the Offbeaten Highland Park.
We certainly have.
I live.
And the bitch is iconic, okay?
Yeah, she's really good. She's an incredibly well-rounded queen.
She's so funny and, like, great and, like, truly too much energy, but has the self-awareness to be like, okay... I know when to share the spotlight.
Yeah. One of
the best. The bitch is... I'm rooting for her so hard. I really want her to do so well. Please, Selena Estetis.
Because this is well-written and well-performed.
This is my second favorite performance.
Yeah.
Okay. Of the night.
Yeah. I'm here for
Hands
that.
Hands down.
She looks great.
And she can fucking rap. She can really flow. The bitch... That's a talent right there.
Yeah. You gotta fucking love... There's I no complaints.
So
and she'll be actually really funny when the improv comes.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see her in Snatch Game.
Okay. Fuck. Oh, Amethyst. God.
What? Oh, no.
This was cursed. Again, okay, this is the influence of Willow Pill.
Yeah.
There's something here. I think, again, the first joke got a laugh, but then that was the only joke.
Well, that was the joke, though.
Right.
That's the joke. And it's hard to do a whole lip sync number when the joke is already said in the first 10 seconds.
I wonder if, is there something in a repeatable pattern where she keeps finding a baby and then losing
that part,
another baby?
You literally stole the words out of my mouth.
Talk
Princess
to me.
Poppy.
What were you going to say?
Literally having baby reveals throughout the number, like just
That's
dropping
it.
Them, like finding the baby in the baby Bjorn, but then like realizing that she's got like a baby on her foot or something.
Totally. You know? I would even pitch that maybe the backstage person, as soon as she finds a baby, the backstage person can plop another baby in that baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
So that she continues to have a new baby to find where the hell the baby is. I don't know.
That part. Do a little Sasha Velour wig reveal with giant little tiny babies coming out.
Oh my God. If you took that baby and then it shook a wig off of it and then a bunch of pacifiers fall out of the wig.
I'm laughing.
Come on.
I'm laughing.
Okay. I'm upset. Let's talk about Ara Mayari.
Do we have to?
I really did not enjoy this for a number of reasons.
Okay, spill. Go ahead.
First of all, I'm done with her ego. I'm done with her flashing her biceps.
Ooh.
Done.
But she's the train of the season.
you're not supposed to make fun of the train of the season.
You're not supposed to say you're the train of the season.
Well, shut up. You're just mad because I'm finally going to get what I want for a change. It's a stupid look. The song's good.
Oh, fuck.
I don't want to see you flash your bicep muscles. And also, this is... Okay, you talk to me about the dance because I wasn't gagging.
Okay, I know girls like her in dance classes who go way too hard and don't feel... the choreography or the music at all. They
Damn.
Do the steps like robots.
Damn, she said. I
ain't joking, bitch.
Yeah, you're not.
Okay. It's like her moves were correct, but they were done without any sort of like, I think like the only thing that she was feeling was ferocity.
Uh-huh.
And like, I hate it when dancers just go hard just to go hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no. You're listen to the music. What is it doing to you? You know, she's a trained dancer. Yeah.
Sure.
She just, no, I don't know. Also, her Kill This Love Blackpink. I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to lip sync in Korean. That's going to be amazing. No, she only did the English parts, which I was like less impressed by.
Yeah.
And it felt like she was slipping on the stage, girl.
I think she was one of the slippy sisters.
I was like, what the slip and slide? The hell?
The look is...
It's a miss.
The look is flawed.
No, no, no. You can't be looking like Chibi Usa.
The head looks good.
From Sailor Moon.
Oh my God.
No, no, no.
But
don't
then
be
below
me that.
The neck, like she's from Gundam.
You can't be giving me chibi Gundam vibes. No, 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 no.
Let's talk about Sasha Colby doing Zombie. Again, hello, MTV. This one.
Right?
The song writes. Look.
They said. Anything is yours.
Anything is yours.
Take it all.
Everything.
Anything the sun touches.
Yeah, I was about to say. What about where the darkness is? Where the Michael Jackson songs are? Yeah. You can never go there. Okay, look, I think this was actually fully beautiful. Am I puzzled by it? A little bit. But
why?
Do I see the talent? Absolutely.
Why are you puzzled by it?
I'm just a hair puzzled by like all of the connections to like the straight jacket, the losing it. She talks about it in Untucked or something, you know.
Yes.
I believe her father's struggle with
it's about
wellness.
Mental health. Sure.
Look, I'm
but
here for
the
her,
song
period.
Isn't really about mental health.
Not at know? All.
The
it's about World War I.
But you know, it's about the feeling. It's not about the lyrics. It's about the feeling the song gives you.
Yeah.
And I think Sasha, you know, we've seen Sasha Colby perform. She's literally out of this world. She is
yeah,
a legend.
Yeah, we saw her at Precinct.
I'm really gagged that she's doing Drag Race. I'm like, girl, okay, cute.
You think it's
but it
below
is giving
her?
Me... What happened?
You think it's below her?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
And especially because I don't think she's going to win. That's just I just have a feeling she's going to fuck up in some acting challenge
well,
or something.
It is like she's such an icon, it almost hurts her.
That part.
Yeah.
That part. The thing, I do like the performance of Zombie. It just reminded me of, you know, like Vanessa Van Cartier's like Freedom Rose number.
Mm.
It was a little too like, okay, cute, but like for a drag show?
Yeah, it's okay. A little interpretive-y. It's cool. It's cool that she believes in her talent so hard she'll do a thing
and she can
like
emote.
That.
She can emote for sure.
Yeah.
So,
and she looks
yeah,
stunning.
I don't know.
It's good.
She always does.
It was good.
It was good, not great though.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, Jax.
Come on now.
Fuck.
Come on now.
This is for me, top two. This is going to be one of my favorites ever in the history of talent shows.
The bitch showed up.
Yeah.
With a Le Kay Lee 47 number. And yeah. I said, and you know that's on my drag mix. This song, Attitude,
yes.
is on my drag mix. And I was like, the bitch. The
yes.
bitch. She shows up with this look. And then to do the... Carrie Colby is shaking.
Absolutely. She's jumping. Oh, slip. She jumps rope with her hair. And that's not all, bitch.
Not. She gives us a full fucking gymnastics routine.
Right. And she's still performing the hell out of the song.
1,000%. And also the ease. That's what scares me about this bitch. The ease in which she didn't, it looked like she didn't break a single sweat.
No, she wasn't bothered.
And the way she falls after doing that like million fucking somersault cartwheel
right.
shit or whatever the fuck.
What in the name of cheer is going on here?
It's really insane.
Insane. Insane, insane talent.
I love her. I love Jax so much.
Love.
I really like her as a personality. I really want her to do well.
Me too.
I really, 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 really want her to do well.
Yeah, me too. I mean, yeah, I think RuPaul will have some notes for her, like, looks here and there, but again.
I think so, yeah. I think
we'll
her
see.
Looks are going to be a struggle sometimes.
Damn. Okay, let's quickly chirp and burp these looks because ain't nobody got time for this. Irene Dubois. Burp.
Chirp or burp?
It's a burp for me.
Why?
No. It's cute. I like, again, neck up. Love it. something about it I'm not living for. I don't know.
You know what? It might be because it looks like an elevated version of like whatever the Boulay brothers wear.
It's very that. It's very
it's like slutty blue. She's the Boulay sister, you know?
She's very the Boulay Bosco creation.
What you trying to say, girl?
She's wearing that tiny Bosco.
Well, you brought a Bosco
corset.
Then.
She's and you know, that's her sister. I'm just gonna be a bitch and okay. But it's kind of good. I mean, her looks are pretty
girl,
good.
Girl, commit, bitch.
Okay, I'm burping it. I'm sorry, damn. Worlds. I'm burping. I don't I'm like, burp like the too. Bottom half so much. The top
it's
half,
just
amazing.
Like, yeah. It just feels so Chromatica-ish that I'm like, sort of over that aesthetic. I'm like, damn. I've seen it so many fucking times. I don't want it.
What about Lux Noir London?
Chirp.
Big chirp. I know the chirp. Internet's saying, ooh, it's so much like Aquaria. I'm like, please.
Is it?
I don't
you
know.
You mean the little Bo Peep look?
No, when she's wearing the purple and green look during the like evil self challenge.
No,
it's a full chirp. It's a full chirp. Yeah. It's stunning. It's gorgeous. It looks rich.
Yes.
Ara Mayari.
No, it's a burp. It's kind of simple.
I think she looks pretty okay, though.
I was rooting for her.
We were all rooting for her.
I really
How
was rooting for her.
She?
I don't think she's going to give us what we want.
No, I was rooting and I was wrong. I'll still chirp this because the mug is right. The hair is right. The shape is right.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's just like not surprising to me. I think that's one of the big things for me with chirping and burping. It's like, is there an element of surprise here?
Sure.
And for Ara, no.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Okay, right. We're going to clock Marsha. But
ooh, we really said.
But I have to like this. I mean, look, am I getting sick of the aesthetic? Sure. Is this clean?
I mean, she has an aesthetic, you know, like.
There you go.
Right? That's good.
I got it. I will absolutely chirp this. If she keeps wearing this stuff, I probably will end up burping shit. But
yeah.
It looks good. It looks clean. And like she said, it's giving Chanel.
Yeah, she looks good. I'm going to burp it because it's giving me Iggy Azalea.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I mean, literally.
She's
like
so
it looks
fancy.
Literally like Iggy Azalea,
mm-hmm.
Who is, you know, I'll admit it, a problematic fave of mine. But
ew, she's one of your faves? Ew.
I mean, not one of my faves, but I mean, her music ain't bad. I'm not. I hate that I said that, but.
I hate
sorry.
That you said that too.
I know. I hate it. I really do hate that.
It hurts me too.
That I like Iggy Azalea.
Anitra.
Yeah, I'm gonna burp that.
Okay, fair.
Anitra, chirp.
Chirp. It's pretty chirp. Safe, but it's a chirp.
It's the way she's fucking wearing it. Come
yeah.
on. And also, like, the cape is strapped really interestingly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like coming out of her sides or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell's going on there, but it's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. I like the spikes. I like the details that are funky and weird. That mini corset thingy. It's a
chirp.
You
know what she's giving me? She's giving me like TLC No Scrubs music video.
Ooh, factories.
But like the gold version instead of platinum.
Yeah. Okay, you know? And the hair is right.
The hair's right.
Malaysia Baby Doll Fox. Come on.
The caca. The caca of it all. This
yeah.
is... This is, I think, the best look.
This is probably going to be the best look tonight.
She knows how to paint so fucking good.
Beautiful. Hair beautiful. Even the dress is, like, in some ways familiar and in some ways completely fresh with, like, the
right.
cage construction.
It's, like, that old school drag done really now, really currently.
Yeah. It's a chirp and maybe a caca.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Poppy.
On the other hand... No, I was not living for this.
I didn't.
This is a burp for me.
This is some Lady Camden 2.0 nonsense.
Oh, girl, 1.2.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, this is, I'm sorry, this is Lady Camden beta.
Yeah.
I'll be a bitch and burp it. It's completely clean.
Yeah, I don't like that her underwear is showing. I really hate that. I like her wig and the bow. Period. The end. Moving on.
Okay. Sasha Colby.
Come on.
Come on. This is really gorgeous. And yeah, she said, you know, sure. she wore this when she won Miss Continental. It is old school pageantry, but I
yes,
like.
Yes, very that.
There's a lot of weird, interesting details, like the pleathery texture of the dress.
Yes. And her mug is just painted so fucking well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a chirp.
God, it's a chirp. It's a chirp. Again, an element of surprise. I really love it.
Selena Estiti.
Come on.
I love her.
You know, here's what I'll say. I'm going to chirp what? This, and it's a very, it's the softest of chirps, because the look is, the idea of the look is fantastic.
You don't
the
say.
Execution is like.
You don't say.
No, I don't
you
say.
You don't say.
What?
You're kidding.
Can you hear me?
I lost Oscar.
Uh-oh. Girl.
I lost Oscar. Maybe he comes back.
Girl, what happened? Oh, she's frozen is what's happening. This won't be on the podcast, but Manu's currently frozen right now.
Oscar's dead. I'm so scared. Oh. What happened? He's passed away. Oh, no, that's so scary. Scary. Oscar, scary.
Am I having internet issues right now?
His name, Oscar. And oh, my Lord. He is gone. But
no, because my internet is working. I'm so sorry, Clementine. You're hearing all of this in real time. You don't deserve this. You don't deserve to listen to this. My insane ramblings. Okay, I'm trying connecting again. Oh, shit.
Oh,
there we go.
Hey, bitch. Okay, wait, let's just clap too for Clem.
Yeah, ready?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Tell me how you feel about Selena.
Okay, so I'm going to give this a soft chirp because I do like this idea thematically. She looks like a homies doll.
Yeah.
Which is cute. I really hate that bucket hat. It's so ugly.
It's a popular opinion. I think people don't like the bucket on top, but I get why she's wearing the bucket because she's giving, like you're saying, homies doll reels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still have to chirp it, but I think that's a fair criticism. And like, much like the fashion this is inspired by, you know, it's a bit ugly, like the fashion that from this era.
Ooh.
You know?
What do you mean?
It's a bit early 2000s.
You didn't think it was ugly when Gwen Stefani co-opted it.
Oh my God. Well, the difference is Gwen Stefani's Japanese. and we have to honor her heritage. Girl, did you hear that? Did you hear this?
No, is this a real thing?
She says she's Japanese.
You're lying to me.
Girl, I'm serious.
No, you're lying to me. That's not true. Don't do this to
me. Google it.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, she said some old people shit.
No.
But let's talk Amethyst. Giving pop twinkses. Now, the idea's good. Again, she did need some shape.
Yeah, I like it. She looks like a Sailor Moon villain, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's a bit simple.
I can't very well burp Irene and not burp her, so I'm going to burp it.
This is a soft chirp, because I do like the colors.
I like the colors.
This lilac, this lavender.
I like the details. I like the hair.
So, but then why are you burping it?
Because, such as the Iraq.
Why because? You're so stupid. God, I hate you. Why are you hosting this podcast?
A lot of people are asking that. Jax. Okay, Jax.
I mean,
this is what you would wear.
You know, see, this is why you're my friend. You fucking would. As soon as she walked out, I was like, why don't I own that? Like, that's insane that I don't own this outfit. This is literally like that. I have worn something very similar to this before.
Yes, you have. Color blocked, early 90s, prints.
round the way girl. Like, that is my, like, that is hot. She looks good.
She does. I love the hair. I love it all. I'm gonna.
That jacket. I want that jacket so fucking bad.
Oh, I'm gonna chirp it for sure.
It's a caca for me. A personal caca.
Yeah. For it's me. For you. Lucy LaDuca giving toxic ish.
Girl, all I'm seeing is Sherry Pie.
God damn it. You're fucking me up now.
All I'm seeing is Sherry Pie.
You are fucking me up. Is it technically great? Yeah, it's technically good.
It's just annoying to me because it's like the assignment was to show us your signature drag, and it's like already referential to me. So I'm like, I don't. Okay, what does that say about you? Are you just going to be a reference queen the entire time?
Right.
I don't know. I'm going to burp it.
Soft chirp.
Okay.
It's the waist, the hair. Things are right. Things are right.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The body's right, but...
Mistress Isabel Brooks.
God, I hate that name. The look is correct. This is chirp. I love this look. I love
like
it so much.
It.
It's so drag with a D-R-A-G-G-G.
It's very Ooh. Texas. It's very her. It's very stoned.
Honestly, I'm going to say it again. It's very Eureka.
It does look a bit like Eureka, I got to say. She looks gorgeous.
It's very Eureka.
Yeah. And Eureka's polished.
But God, she looks good, though.
Yeah.
She looks real good.
Robin Fierce.
I mean, perfect. Exactly.
Perfect.
Took my breath away.
Really gorgeous.
Elsa could never.
She's so polished. Oh, yeah. Elsa could never.
Elsa could never.
Bitch. You know what? You need to tell Elsa. You need to tell Elsa to let it go, honey. Because a new girl clocked in. Okay.
That's right.
This and is
she'd
great.
She be working overtime. This bitch. She is such a lady.
She's Robin, so polished.
Robin Where Fierce is such a fucking lady, like a woman. You know, she's giving me Felicia Rashad vibes.
Yes, and I know. Yes, that is true.
In terms of like,
lady.
This is a woman.
And
a
like,
woman-a.
what is her polished ass doing listening to this podcast? That's what I want to know. What. Where in the good...
She likes us, that's why.
Yeah, she's nice.
She's nice. It's her form of community service, truly.
She's just perfect. There isn't a detail that's wrong. The color palette is monochromatic,
this is
but
drag.
Also splashes of that light periwinkle and white and silver. It's all beautiful. It's,
and she wears it perfectly. She knows how to walk. The bitch knows how to walk.
I'll go ahead and say caca. God.
It's a caca.
Sugar, okay. Sugar looks great.
Why?
I mean, now, is it the most innovative thing? I'm Belle. No, it is not the most innovative thing. She just found three slutty pieces of clothing in the same color palette. But it is a chirp.
Why?
It looks great. Her body looks great.
She does look good. She looks great in it. It's just so unoriginal to me. Mm-hmm. Again, it's like your drag is when the assignment is give us your drag and it's a reference to something. I'm a little like skeptical about it.
Mm.
It's not a bad look. She looks incredible. It's just like, what is Belle like? Okay, why Belle? Why not like, I don't know, Snow White? Why not Sleeping Beauty? Why not?
I mean, you're right. It is very...
Cusco. You know what I mean? Like, why this?
If it was Cusco, even Yzma, I would be like, work.
I would be like, okay.
But yeah, you're good. Right. It's, look, if they're showing us who she's showing us who she is, let's give her a chance to be worse in future weeks. But I got to chirp
this. You really grading on a curve with these two.
I got to chirp it. This looks great. How can I not chirp it?
Okay.
The hair, the mug, it all looks good. What do you think about Spice's Ariel cosplay?
This is worse than Sugar's look. I think Sugar's
I
is
agree.
Better.
I agree. This
looks to me like...
just like two pieces of slutty clothing from a Hollywood, you know, slut store.
That's what it is. It feels very sort of like Legs Avenue presents. It's a collab between Legs Avenue and Disney, which I would love to see. But yeah, it's just...
And I'll burp it.
Nah. Oh, really?
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
You have your favorite, though. You love Spice.
I like Spice more. Well, there you go. There you go. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where it all falls. But this one just did feel so much more like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what you expect. Whereas like even the corset on Sugar felt more like a polished high-end piece.
You mean on Spice?
No, Sugar's. Because Sugar was wearing the Belle outfit.
Right. Okay.
Confusing. Fair. Welcome to Twins. Welcome to Twins.
My problematic ass. I can't tell them apart.
So Anitra wins. Duh.
Duh. Duh. If anyone else won, I'd be like, huh?
And our bottom is Amethyst and Miss Irene Dubois. What'd you think? Pretty fair. I could see Lucy going in the bottom too.
Absolutely.
But
I would have replaced Amethyst with Lucy.
Yeah. Just based on runway or what?
I think Amethyst's number was a lot better than Lucy's. Mm. And I thought her runway was better than Lucy's. I think all around, Amethyst was slightly better than Lucy.
Yeah, okay. I disagree, but okay.
Oh, damn. Okay. Really?
Look.
If you had to rank them all, you would rank Lucy's higher than Amethyst's performance.
Maybe her runway. Maybe Lucy's runway is higher than Amethyst.
That's not what I asked you.
Yeah, okay. But you
what did
said
I just
runway.
Ask you?
You said runway.
I said talent.
I like Lucy's runway better. I like Amethyst's talent better. But again.
Okay.
But with Amethyst's talent and look a bit shrug bus, doesn't that put her lower than Lucy's pretty good look and shrug bus talent?
I didn't think her look was good though.
Mm. Okay.
I burped it if you recall. And I chirped Miss Amethyst's look.
Which is crazy.
It's not so crazy. It's not a bad look. I get the reference. It's a point of view. She's like this 2000s pop star. I get the look. I get the aesthetic.
Okay.
Do I think she's cute out of drag? Yes, I'll say it. Yes, I
think she's cute. Oh, okay, you're horny.
I think she's cute out of drag.
Dick.
Fine. I think she's cute out
you
of
hear
drag.
That,
fine.
Robin? She's coming for your man.
Oh, my God.
Seven Rings Lord. By Ariana Grande. This is the kind of... Okay, do you think this is a hard or easy song to lip sync to?
Hard.
I do too.
Hard, very hard. Because you got to get into the groove of it.
Yeah, it's
and
mid-tempo.
And if it's not, it's... I mean, Amethyst knocked it out the motherfucking park. I was like, oh!
Going into it, I wanted Irene to win, but Amethyst took it.
She really did. And honestly surprised me. I didn't
Absolutely.
Think she was going to kill it the way she did.
Not at all.
Irene's lip sync was a little over exaggerated with the lip performance.
I don't know if I text you this, but my main problem was her, what I'm calling the Naomi Stalls. When she tries to do the leg hand push on the floor.
Yeah.
I was it's over.
Yeah. That was a miss.
That was a miss.
Her quote unquote move.
That was not it.
No. No.
And then the girls in Nantucket being like, that's really good. Do that.
They ain't family. They ain't her sisters.
You shady whores, to quote Alexis Michelle. No, here it comes. Ew! It's a terrible move.
It's like the dog shat is rubbing it on the carpet.
May the Naomi Stalls forever be laid to rest. Okay. Yeah. Well, goodbye,
Irene. She was trying
Irene.
It, though. She was trying it. Unfortunately,
it
didn't work.
She needed a funny song.
And also, Amethyst destroyed it. It's not even like
who
was bad and who, Amethyst was actually very, very good.
Totally. She was sexy. She was playful. She switched it up. Poor Irene. She was trying the dance moves.
I know.
And they were trying her for murder, that is.
Girl, shut up.
Come on, why don't you comment on the dancing? How is there dancing?
You are you know what? You're so fucking hateful. God, ugh.
So,
why does anyone listen to this podcast?
I don't know. It's a terrible idea. So, Oscar, where can people come support you and all that jazz?
Well, you can follow me on social media at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, on Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, follow me, send me a message, let me know what's up.
Oh.
Tell me who your favorite is. I want to know who people's favorite is, because I'm like not totally sure. I'm usually really good at predicting who's going to win the season, and I'm correct most of the time. I can't tell this season. I don't know who's going to. I truly, I'm like, I have no idea who's going to win.
My favorite is Mistress Isabel Brooks.
You think she's going to win?
I think she could win.
Okay.
I think she could win. But again, there's some great contenders this year. There's a lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good ones. I'm rooting for Anitra. I'm rooting for Robin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love Amethyst. I think Amethyst is fun and cute, but I don't. I'm just rooting, personally rooting for Amethyst. Jax, I'm fully rooting for.
Love. I even want to see what Marsha does with her her makeup game. Could, what's going to happen?
She can go far. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
We shall see. Well,
we shall see.
If you like Drag Her, why don't you follow us at the Drag Her Podcast on the Instagram? Stay tuned for updates from us at Bad Drag Race as we announce dates for the future season of Bad Drag Race, all three shows at the Dynasty Typewriter. It's gonna be a fucking gag. So come.
So if you're in Los Angeles, you have no excuse not to come.
No, we've had friends come from out of Los Angeles, and we fucking love you.
We've had listeners of this podcast.
Yes, we fucking love it.
Incredible.
Till next time, my bitch. Let the music play.
You can't call me that. Wait, what? No, stop the music
for a second.
What the hell?
You're a duck. You fucking duck.
Thank you. Quack, quack. Take me out for a walk, bitch.
Okay.
Was a HeadGum original.